Jace Malcolm was seated behind a desk, studying his computer monitor intently. His skin was lighter than the director's own ebony hue, though still tanned and weathered, the complexion of a man who had spent most of his life outdoors. Hints of his age showed in the crow's feet around his eyes and the slight graying at the temples of his dark hair, though it was hard to notice with the short military cut he sported. But his body was still in fighting shape. Broad-shouldered and thick-chested, he looked like he could hold his own on the battlefield. His most notable feature was the gruesome patchwork of scars and melted flesh that covered most of the right side of his face. He'd been wounded by a detonator many years ago at the Battle of Alderaan, while serving as the leader of the legendary Havoc Squad Special Forces Unit. Looking at the scarring, the director couldn't help thinking of Theron again. It had been Theron's mother, Master Satil Shan, now the Grand Master of the Jedi Order, who led the Jedi that fought alongside Havoc Squad that day. Together, Satil and Jace fought the Sith Lord Darth Malgus on the battlefield, turning the tide of the conflict. Though Malgus survived the encounter, the Republic won the day and reclaimed Alderaan from the Empire.
"Close the door, Director," Jace said, turning away from the screen. "And take a seat."
Marcus snapped off a curt salute, then settled into the chair across from the Supreme Commander.
"Your message said we had to talk about Transom," Jace said. "I assume something's gone wrong?"
"Someone slipped in and freed the prisoners before the auction," the director explained. "Stole them right out from under Morbo's nose."
"And blew up a spaceport, too," Jace noted.
"And that," Marcus admitted sheepishly. "Transom is Jace's pet project. Should have guessed he'd be following it more closely than usual."
"I thought the plan was to wait until after the auction," Jace pressed. "Get our people back after they left Nar Shaddaa, so Morbo wouldn't know we'd found out about his slave trafficking ring."
"We had a communication breakdown," Marcus said, choosing his words carefully. "Two agents following different agendas got in each other's way. We're still trying to sort out the details."
"Isn't it your job to make sure your agents stay out of each other's way?"
the Supreme Commander asked. The director's options were clear. Tell Jace about Theron defying orders to act on his own, or stay silent and take the blame himself.
"You're right, sir. I accept full responsibility. It won't happen again."
The Supreme Commander didn't reply. Instead, he just stared at Marcus in silence, causing the director to shift uncomfortably in his seat.
"He knows I'm holding something back, covering for someone."
Eager to get out from under Jace's penetrating gaze, the director broke the silence.
"I know how important Operation Transom was to you, sir," Marcus said. "And we did manage to rescue Republic soldiers who would otherwise have spent their lives as slaves. Maybe what happened on Nar Shaddaa will send a message," he continued. "Make the Hutts think twice before selling off Republic POWs. Remind them that we look after our own."
"Let's hope so,"
Jace said, his glare softening.
"Maybe it's for the best anyway. Free up resources for something else. Something big."
"Something bigger than saving your fellow soldiers from slavery?" Marcus silently wondered.
"What are your feelings on the current state of the war effort?"
the Supreme Commander asked, seeming to suddenly change topics.